Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Poppin' Off about pop culture. I'm your host, Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
And we're just going to jump right into it and talk about how we are fresh out of seeing a early premiere of the Barbie movie. I mean, we're not going to like break down the plot or anything because we don't really want to spoil it for anyone, but like just like first reactions.
I mean, I loved it. I really don't have notes. It was a great time, start to finish. It was funny, it was lighthearted. A little emotional at times, not like cry your eyes out emotional, but just like
No.
sweet.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was like truly everything I hoped for since this got announced like pre-pandemic. Like all we had to go off of was that Greta Gerwig was directing a Barbie movie, and that's all we knew. No one knew the plot, no one knew the cast, nothing. This was truly everything I could have hoped for and more. Like you said, no notes. 10 out of 10. I mean, Margot Robbie, obviously a star. I mean, we all know that. But Ryan Gosling, like, this was the role he was born to play. Truly, I mean, his little solo number was, come on.
Wow.
Come
Love
on.
it.
I've been singing it to myself all day long.
So good.
Oh my God, it's incredible. Just like the nostalgic feel of it, the campy feel. There's a lot of like cartooniness going on in there, which I really loved. I just think like just like the little things really made it. Like when all the Barbies wake up in the morning in their dream house and they like go into the shower, but there's like just the shower sound and there's like no water coming out. Like I remember having a doll, I had Barbie's Talkin' Townhouse, and it was like the same thing, you know, like you open up or like you turn on the sink and like it sounds like the faucet's running. Like you open up different drawers and stuff and like it plays like music or whatever. So just stuff like that really brought me back. Also the weird Barbie, aka Kate McKinnon, also star. Like that was like the perfect person for that role.
I loved it.
But she like lives in her own like little weird townhouse away from everyone, kind of like the Grinch, like how the Grinch like lives up on a hill, like away from a civilization. That's kind of how like she was, but like she wasn't the Grinch. She was great. She helped everyone resolve the issue. But there was like, I don't know if anyone else had this Barbie dog, but there was like a dog that like you fed it food and then like you if you tapped on the tail it would like poop. And that dog was in the movie and I was like, oh my God. And he was living with the weird Barbie because yeah, like what a weird fucking toy. What a weird accessory for Barbie.
I'm like not surprised that exists, but I don't know, I never had a Barbie, so not up to date on that life.
I just remember getting it and like everyone, like, I mean, you know, I was 7 years old, so, you know, I was sensitive, but I just remember like everyone like laughing at me and like making fun of it. And I was like taking it very personally. I started crying, but I loved it. It was, I didn't mean like Barbie had to have a dog. I had dogs, so Barbie had to have a
Right.
dog.
Exactly.
Yeah. The ending, I mean, the very last line of the movie is so full circle. It's so funny. I loved it. I really loved it. You will not be disappointed. I did hear someone in the bathroom at the movie theater say that they hated it, but like I think that's just like a personal issue that they like have to work through, you know. Maybe it's, you know.
Like, I don't know how you could hate it. Like, if you hate the trailers, then don't see the movie. But
Right. But there's just like nothing to hate. Like it was funny, it was emotional, it was nostalgic, it was modern at the same time. And it had like multiple good messages that could resonate with anyone, whether you're male, female, somewhere in between. It doesn't matter.
Agreed.
So I loved it. And I know we were talking about this on the way home yesterday. But I mean, obviously we all know that like Ryan Gosling is like, you know, a conventionally attractive man, you know, he's hot. We get it. But there's just like certain moments where I'm like, Ryan Gosling is hot. And him as Ken was so hot.
Yeah. Two specific movies, Crazy Stupid Love and now Barbie.
And the first time, I mean, besides Crazy Stupid Love, the first time I like felt this way was, oh my God, what's that movie called? It's like an indie movie. Oh my God, what's it called? It's like Blue Valentine or
Blue
something.
Valentine, yeah.
Yes. That movie's so fucking tragic, but he's so hot in that movie. I don't know what it was about him, but he was so hot. He was so hot as Ken too. So, yeah, 10 out of 10. If I could give it more than a 10, I would. It's great. Go see it. Run,
Yeah.
don't walk.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's move on to some other pop culture stuff. Very random this week. Jordan Woods and Kylie Jenner had like a little reunion over some sushi. The only paparazzi pic, at least that I saw, was of them walking out of the restaurant. There is not a ton of details about like what was going on at the dinner. Were they like laughing? Was it more of a tense dinner? Like, not a ton of details on the whole interaction, but a detail that I think is very interesting is that they carpooled together.
Right.
Like Kylie drove, meaning she picked Jordan up, presumably from her house.
Right. Which, in
So,
my mind, that means they've already like met prior to this. You know what I mean? Like a different day.
yes.
Like, you don't like the first time you're meeting somebody after like you ended your friendship in a very public and rough way, you're not driving each other somewhere.
Right. And like you're not having this like this like tense, heavy conversation in public either. I mean, normal people don't really do that. Like I wouldn't do that with someone. I would rather,
Right.
unless it was, I don't know, different circumstances, but like I would prefer that to be in private as well. So yeah, it's just so random to me. I mean, Tristan, as we all know, is still very much involved with the family. For what reason? I don't know.
I know. Why do we keep including him?
I don't know. It's like, you know what? Just keep it strictly to a co-parenting relationship and go from there. He
Yeah.
doesn't, Tristan doesn't need to come over for family events or holidays or anything like that. If I think the only exception would be a birthday, like one of the kids' birthdays. If you didn't
Yeah.
want to do it separately, then great, that's fine. You're the dad, you deserve to be there. But you don't need
Absolutely.
to be there for Thanksgiving. You don't need to come over to Chloe's house and hang out with the kids. And no, you take the kids and you go to your house. You take the kids and you go to the park or something. Yeah, like we're not doing that. So that's where I just feel like this little reunion, I mean, could get complicated again. Just because Kylie and Chloe are also very close. They're the two sisters that I think are the closest out of all of the Kardashian Jenners. I just don't know. I don't feel like Chloe is the type of person to be like, you can't be friends with her, or like, we're never talking again. Because, I mean, obviously, she's forgiven Tristan time and time again for the heinous things he's done to
Right.
her. So I feel like what would happen, like I feel like they never fully lost touch, at least not for this long of a period of time. Feel like there was maybe like some texting here and there. I mean, they
Right.
run in the same circles. I'm sure that they bumped into each other from time to time, but I feel like maybe I don't really know like what would have happened that made them start talk. Maybe it was when Kylie, like, if it was announced that like her and Travis Scott were officially done.
Right.
Maybe Jordan was like,
I.
well, I should reach out. Like, she just had a baby, and I don't know.
Yeah, it's like hard to feel bad when these people like get cheated on or like get like bad things happen to them when they like put themselves in these situations for it to happen. Like,
Yeah.
not trying to victim blame, but like, damn, like, why are you still like interacting with these people? Like, you have so many friends, so much influence. Like, why do you need these two people in your lives? Like, why do they continue to interact with people who like treat them like shit?
I know. And I think that, I mean, obviously, Tristan, terrible human, boo, tomato, tomato. But like,
Right.
Jordan also played a part in it. Like, he knew
Yeah, no,
it
for
was
sure.
wrong. And so that's where I also like kind of get confused, where it's like, yeah, like, why would you want? I know that this person at one point in time was your best friend. You guys lived together, you did everything together, you did things professionally together. And outside of work, like you guys were just always together as well. But why now? Why are you like, I need to have this person in my life. Like, I just don't think I could live my life if I didn't have contact with them. It's, I don't know. It's a very strange dynamic.
Yeah, like it doesn't make sense. Like you're just like including toxicity in your life, and I
And
just feel like they live for it.
I mean, yeah, you know, it
I
keeps
mean,
people
they
talking
do,
about them.
but like what? Like I get that it's not even just like toxic. Like it's just like it brought you such like horrible moments, and like it's like tragic for them. Like to.
Yeah, I
And you're
know.
just, I don't get it.
And I think out of everyone in that situation, that it was probably the most difficult for Kylie. I mean, she's in the middle of her sister, her best friend, her sister's baby daddy. Like, there was a lot of ties that she had to all these different people who were all extremely close to her. And so I feel like it was definitely like the hardest on her. So why would you just like, I don't know. I don't get it. It's just a different world, you know? But they're also just in like very different points in their life than they were when this whole cheating scandal happened. Like, Kylie's now a mother of two. Jordan Woods is in like a serious committed relationship. At the time this all happened, I think Kylie had just given birth to Stormy, I believe.
What does a committed relationship mean?
Well, I mean,
Yeah,
but I mean, I'm saying like when this all happens, like they just were in different spots. Because I remember like watching Life of Kylie and just, you know, I would like keep up with them on social media and stuff. Like, Jordan was always just like trying to like put herself out there and like find Mr. Right, you know, and like maybe this guy is it. So that's what I'm saying. Like, they've both just grown and just are in two different spaces. So I'm just like, again, it's like not fully clicking about like where do they both have room for each other in their lives, in each of their lives? You know, I mean, a committed relationship could mean a lot, you know, like Jordan Woods might be living her fantasy, her fairy tale dream, you know, with this guy. I mean, we all know men are terrible, but you know, I don't
No,
know,
I'm
there's
just
some good
saying, what
ones.
does the committed relationship mean to these people?
I know it's true, it's true, but like for the time being right now, like, you know, she's living her life. Kylie's living her life. She's a mother of two. Like, I don't know. I just don't know like where they fit in with each other. I don't know. I don't know. Also, I didn't know this, but I was listening to a podcast called Comments by Celebs, and they were talking about this. And so Jordan Woods has a younger sister named Jody, and I guess her and Alabama Barker are best friends. So that's also like another layer of like Jordan Woods's younger sister is probably like around the Kardashians like a decent amount, you know, because you
Yeah.
know, the whole dynamic of everything, it's just
Right.
there's so many layers to it. It's definitely like more complicated than like any of us could comprehend, but just an interesting, very random moment in pop culture for sure. Do
Right.
you think we're gonna see more of them out in public together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're like officially friends again, in my mind.
Strange. Really strange. Yeah, I guess we'll stay tuned for that one. Okay, let's move on to there are just like periods in Hollywood where it just seems like everyone all at once is breaking up, getting divorced, breaking up, separating, everything. And I feel like we're in one of those periods right now. We have Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello getting a divorce, which I don't know if it like shocks me, but I'm also kind of like, huh, weird. Just because they're one of those couples that like stayed very quiet about their relationship, that's usually a good sign.
Like, it's not a relationship I thought of. Like, I knew they were together, but like, I don't see one and think of the other necessarily.
Yeah.
I don't have like a lot of strong opinions on the relationship, but they've been together for a long time. Like, I mean, 7 years they were married.
Yeah.
I don't know how long they were together before that,
I
but I
think
don't
they got
know.
engaged pretty quickly. So they may have been together like 8 years. I think it was like within a year they got engaged.
So I don't know. I mean, I'm always sad when people get divorced, but I don't know. It just kind of like happened, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. Just like, huh. Well, best of luck to both of them. Also Ariana Grande and her man, her real estate man. Okay, everyone is like so fucking blown away by this. Guys,
What?
I hate to like be maybe like cynical or something, but like this shocks me 0%.
No. Oh my God.
0%. And there's a few reasons. One of those reasons is that they got together right before COVID happened. So I think that they got together like February of 2020, maybe like early March, or is that's like at least when they went public. And if really normal people like had relationships that lasted through COVID and are still going strong, props to you. But for people like Ariana Grande, it's just not feasible because I mean obviously her and Dalton like you couldn't go anywhere, you couldn't see anyone, you couldn't do anything. So yeah, all they had was each other. They probably got to know each other really quickly and you know just were like, oh my God, we're so in love, let's move in, get married, call it a day, which is like pretty much exactly what happened. They got married in a quiet ceremony about what was it, like a year later or something like that. I think there was only like 20 people at her wedding. It was at her home. Like it was just a quiet ceremony. So it's just, but like when you are in a relationship with someone like Ariana Grande, who is known globally, and then COVID's over and she starts doing things that, you know, like this Wicked movie, it's a huge deal. She's been in London since like December, January. It's been a long time, and she's gonna be there for even longer because now they're on strike.
I just saw that they finished filming.
Oh, they
I
did?
read. I read, yeah. I
Oh,
mean, she's gonna have to do reshoots and stuff probably, but
yeah, but oh, I thought that they were like only that they weren't even like halfway through. But
yeah, I read that they finished.
regardless, it's been a long time that she hasn't been in LA where they have a home together. And I just don't know why, like you had to have in the back of your mind, like this is all gonna end soon. Like COVID is all gonna end soon. And we're all gonna go all be able to go out and do our things again. And that means Ariana Grande is gonna be working. You know, if she wasn't doing this Wicked movie, she'd be making an album, going on tour, doing all the press for that. Like she would still be doing all of these things. It just makes it harder because she's, you know, time zones away.
Right. It's just I just never saw this relationship. I don't know. I only gave it a couple years of my mind in the first place. It started way too quickly. She did the same thing she did with Pete. She got so enamored. She put all of her cards into one deck. And it's like, let's take a step back.
That,
Like,
yeah, that's another reason why I think that this relationship failed is that this is like not to shit on Ariana Grande, it's not to shit on anyone who does this, But Ariana Grande just seems like someone who falls really hard, really fast, and then reality hits you and you're burnt out and you're like, this relationship isn't working for me anymore. It's like she wants it to be the honeymoon phase all the time, and that's just not reality. You
Yeah,
know?
I just can't imagine how hard it would be to have a relationship when you're like gone all the time. So,
Yeah, that's another thing that just, like this
like
guy
in
is shocked that
general.
she, the superstar of the world is out there doing superstar things. And it's like, yeah, buddy, I know you're back at home selling, million-dollar mansions to people, but like Ariana Grande is Ariana Grande, So yeah, I mean, and like you said, this happened with Pete Davidson, which, by the way, very random. I don't know why I keep thinking about it, but I just like really miss that era of just like pop culture and just like their relationship. I don't know why. There's like not a specific reason. I've just been like really nostalgic for that time for no reason. But yeah, I just feel like this happened with many of her relationships. Like they're all very short-lived. The one with Mac Miller, I mean, it didn't end because she like they like burnt out too fast. I mean, it ended because he couldn't hold up his end of the deal with staying sober, unfortunately. But every other relationship is just like 6 months, a year, year and a half. Like it doesn't last long. And I feel like that's just something she's gotta work through.
I feel like Ariana through the pandemic has kind of become the person she wants to be more as well. I feel like she's like evolved into a different person. She's like really like doing what she wants to do and like being who she wants to be. I don't know how to explain that fully,
No, I
but
kind of understand, yeah, what you're saying.
this is like a different Ariana. Like she was on The Voice, like And like I don't she wasn't doing it for like a PR stunt. Like, you know what I mean? How people do it to like get more famous. She was doing it 'cause like she wanted to be there.
Yeah, I feel like this new era that she's stepping into with the Wicked movie and, whatever music she makes in the future. I just feel like it's an Ariana Grande that we haven't seen before. I feel like what we got with Sweetener and Thank You Next was a very, like, don't want this to come off the wrong way, but I feel like it was kind of like a childish, like immature version of her, just because she had been through like so much trauma that I think she kind of almost like was a little bit childlike, just because she had to like be taken care of, But I feel like she's, I don't know if that makes any sense. That's just my thought process.
I see where you're coming from.
But I feel like with the pandemic, she, like many people, got to like really reflect on who she is and what she wants and where she wants her life to go.
Yeah, I feel like Sweetener and Thank You Next represent like a headspace and like a moment in time for her, but not necessarily like her as a whole person.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, Thank You Next was, what was it, Vogue that she did? Whoever was interviewing her said, like, do you think that this is just like a direct response to Mac Miller's death? And she said yes. So, a moment in time, not who she really is, just how she processed, I mean, Sweetener, how she processed like feeling happy and falling in love and, moving past everything that happened at her concert in Manchester, and then Thank You Next, processing everything with breaking up with Pete Davidson, Mac Miller's death, like who she is on her own.
And then positions, getting that good pipe.
Yep. That was just a fun little album, fun little quarantine album, nothing serious. She really was. She was getting dick down good, and she was like, I'm gonna sing about it. I mean, 34 35 is like truly, I mean, a hit song. That music video, oh my God.
At least Dalton will have that to be remembered by.
Yeah, he's got good dick. So, that'll get him far. It'll get him far. Also, not to mention like Wicked, like it's just like the role she was born to play. She's been manifesting this since she was like born.
Yeah, she met why can't I not think of her name? Kristen Chenoweth, like when she was like a child, and has been like trying to like emulate her and be her since that
Yeah,
time,
so
so.
she doesn't give a fuck about anything else but this movie right now and being the best that she can be. And when it comes time to do the press, she is just gonna be tunnel vision, not worrying about anything else.
Oh my God, I love seeing her at Wimbledon though.
Me too. She is so small. I mean, like, we
So
all know
small.
that. We all know that, okay? But like, she, I mean, I think we talked about it on here where she like addressed like how, skinny she looks and stuff. But damn, she is like, I could put her in my pocket.
Yeah,
She is
she is a Polly
so
Pocket.
small. Oh my God. Yeah, literally a Polly Pocket. Like, just so tiny.
And then I saw people talking about like how she was gonna give that guy from Bridgerton, Jonathan, whatever his last name
Well,
is.
he's also in Wicked.
Yeah, I know. I was like, well, they're probably friends from Wicked, and he's openly gay.
Yeah, she was with Andrew Garfield, but like that's nothing.
But also, he was just like there.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like
I don't
he
know.
just
He's
like
British and was at Wimbledon.
they just got seats next to each other, if that's really all it was.
Yeah, but she came with the other guy. But yeah, they're like castmates in Wicked, probably friends, and he's gay.
Yep, there you have it. Well, all right. Let's get into our toasts and our roasts. You can go ahead.
Okay. My roast goes to Dylan
What?
Sprouse
He just got
because.
married.
Exactly. How dare he get married while all these people are getting divorced? Can he read the room?
Can he read the room?
not it's more of a joke roast because like I'm actually happy for him. I do wish his marriage nothing but happiness, but it just is so funny that like his marriage was completely overshadowed by like these two big divorces.
Literally, yeah, like I think it was like in Vogue too or something. Like I don't know if it was like American Vogue or what, but like any Vogue to be in is a big deal. But everyone was like, anyways, Ariana Grande is not wearing her wedding ring to Wimbledon. That's weird.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, yes, I do truly like hope he has a great, happy marriage. I just thought it was funny. I was like, not a good time, buddy. You should have chosen next week or the week
Yeah.
before.
Well, they are having a second wedding reception in America in, I don't know, probably by the end of the year. So,
Okay. Well, there he goes. He can
they'll have
have
a
time, his
redo.
moment then. Yeah, and I saw somebody post, wow, we found out who won the Danimal sweepstakes.
My God.
Yeah, so like not an actual rose, but like just messing with him. But
Yeah.
hope his marriage is great.
I mean, it looks like a beautiful wedding, and she looks stunning, so.
I'm gonna be honest, I didn't even pay attention. I just saw like the pictures of them together. I mean, they looked
Oh,
great,
well,
but
you should.
I didn't see anything else.
Oh, you should. It looks stunning.
Again, I was paying attention to
Yeah, right.
the other news. All right, and my toast goes to Lindsay Lohan. I'm so happy she finally had her beautiful baby boy. His name is Louis. Almost looks like Luau.
That's how I was pronouncing it.
It's Arabic for wild ox, meaning strong and steady. So that's nice, I
okay, yeah.
guess. Yeah.
Sure.
She just seems so happy. She's glowing. I'm just so happy that she's happy. I've loved Lindsay Lohan literally my entire life. And I'm glad that she is just living her best life. She's got a nice man. She's got a beautiful baby boy. She just seems very happy.
Yeah, I'm so glad that the 2000s girlies are just, they're thriving.
Yeah.
They're doing their thing. Also, I don't know if you saw this, but Jamie Lee Curtis was like, "My movie daughter just gave birth to her son, which makes me a movie grandma." And I was like, "Oh, Jamie
I did
Lee."
not see that, but Jamie
Oh,
Lee's sweet.
I love her. Love her so much. Also, love Lindsay Lohan. Mazel, Lindsay.
Mazel.
Okay, my roast goes to Miranda Lambert, who called out fans for like this group of girls for taking a picture during her concert. I'm sorry, but what's wrong with that?
I mean, I get her being like a little like annoyed, but like, because I like, you know what I mean? Like an eye roll kind of annoyed, like, oh, they're not paying attention to me, you know? But like, to straight up call them out, probably like 16-year-old girls. I mean, I don't know what age they are. Anyway, who cares how old they are? It doesn't matter. Calling anybody out, like, for just taking a second to not pay attention to you, like,
It made her look really bad.
she looks real tacky. She looks real lame.
Real fucking lame. I saw it was just like a group of girls that were at the concert who just like wanted to capture a fun moment in time, and Miranda Lambert kind of like fucked it up for them. I mean, and it's not like, you know what? Even if someone comes to your concert and they're just scrolling on their phone the whole time, who cares? They bought a ticket, you have the
That's what I was
money.
gonna say. They paid.
Yeah, they paid. As long as they weren't being disruptive to anyone in the audience or to you, then who cares?
I agree. It's like,
It made me
yeah.
really upset, actually, like more upset than I should be. But I'm just like, it just feels like she's trying to like hop on that bandwagon of like, I'm gonna call out fans for doing stupid shit at my concert, you know, like Haley Williams did, and like that she
Yeah,
apologized because
actually.
like that wasn't really a good look. There was just someone else recently. I can't remember, but yeah, it's like, no, girl, like this is harmless. They're just
Yeah.
trying to take a
Like,
picture and then keep it moving.
yeah. I thought the same thing as you, where she's just like saying because other people are saying stuff lately. And I was just like, listen, Miranda Lambert, you should be happy that nobody threw something on you at you on
True.
stage, because that's been happening at every concert lately.
Yeah,
So
you didn't get hit in the fucking eye and get stitches or something. Like, yeah, so just definitely not a good look. And so sorry to those girlies that had to be embarrassed like that in front of an arena full of people. I'd be so mortified.
yeah, it really was just like, do you have any chill?
I know, like just sing your little songs and move on, whatever. But my toast goes to the new Real Housewives of New York. I thought I was gonna hate this because, I mean, if you're a Bravo watcher, you know that the whole show had to be fucking rebooted. The last season was honestly a travesty. So yeah, they were just like, we're getting rid of everyone and we're just doing a whole new revamp of the show. And I was like, I hate this because despite how terrible those women are sometimes, I love them.
Right.
And they made me laugh. It was one of my top franchises. But this new Roni is, I loved it. There's only been one episode, but I loved it. It was so cool, so fresh, but at the same time, like, felt old school with just like the stupid fights they were having. Like, there was a fight over cheese and a charcuterie board. But like, and it's stupid, but like, that's what I want. I want these like frivolous fights where like there's drama and then we get over it. And then there's a new storyline and then we get over it. Like that's what keeps Housewives moving. That's what Housewives is. That's what people want. I also was really nervous because like all these people are like on the younger side. They're probably between like late 30s to like early 50s. And all the women on the original one were like all around their 50s or older. And New York is just like old money, you know? Like that's just like what I expect to be on there. And I was nervous because like these people are like, there's one of them who's like an influencer or, you know, like a just like more millennial type jobs or just like personalities. But no, these women are so cool. They're so funny. They brought such a great energy to the show. And I'm so excited to keep watching.
Yeah, I saw people saying the same thing as you. I saw people being like, all right, time to reboot all the franchises.
Well, not all of them, okay? We don't need all of the franchises rebooted, okay? I mean, there are definitely some shows that need some work. Real Housewives of Atlanta, that needs some a new production company, maybe, because I don't know. I won't get into it because we'll be sitting here for hours. But yeah, this was just a really good cast. This was really good on production's part. I mean, I and also in the last season, you know, it was filmed during COVID. It was awful, and they kind of just like threw in a black woman, like just to like say that they did it. At least that's what it seemed like. And I really liked her. I really liked what she brought to the show. It just like it was like you're just casting a black woman just for the sake of doing it. But with this new reboot, it's like they're all diverse. They all come from different backgrounds, and it just like feels very natural. And not like we're picking up like the token black girl, the token Middle Eastern girl, and like, you know, we got to throw this like an older woman in here and just like say that we did it and like meet our quotas. No, this is all very much like organic, and it flows, and it's really great. So I'm glad. I was nervous, very nervous. But here we are. I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, we're still gonna get the old gals back with a little Ultimate Girls Trip. So, yeah. But yeah, that's it. You guys know where to find us on Instagram at Popping Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a follow, a 5-star rating, anywhere you can do that. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street, and go see Barbie the second it comes out. Please, you will not regret
Honestly, if you haven't seen Barbie by the time this comes out, like, what are you even doing?
it. Truly, like, you got to block off your schedule, please. And if you do regret it, seek therapy, probably.
Exactly. Get help.
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.